Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 66 for Friday, September 18th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower Friday following losses in the U.S. soy complex while under growing harvest pressure. Canola was $3 to $5 lower, with the November contract checking in at $465.30 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also weaker, which contributed to the declines. The Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive on the international stage. The lingering effects of yesterday's Statistics Canada report, which raised the outlook for Canadian canola production from 13.3 million tons to 14.4 million tons, added to today's bearish tone. However, wet weather that has delayed much of the harvest across Western Canada remained slightly supportive for values. Gains in U.S. wheat and relative firmness in U.S. corn helped to limit the losses. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 15 to 16 cents lower, with the November contract coming in at $8.67 a bushel. Prices dropped for the third consecutive session, pressured by concerns over foreign demand and continued good weather in the U.S. Midwest. Worries persist about the economic trouble in China, the top buyers of American soybeans. One trader says some regions of Iowa are preparing for record yields this season, brought on by a mix of potent seeds and perfect amounts of summer moisture. Soy oil was also lower, tracking losses in crude oil. Corn futures were bouncing around unchanged, with the December contract coming in at $3.77 per bushel. Prices have been pressured by uncertain demand for U.S. supplies and the ongoing harvest in the Corn Belt. Lower crude oil prices also weighed on the corn market as it reduced the incentive for refineries to brew corn-based ethanol as a fuel alternative. A lack of rain is expected to lower Ukraine's corn crop by 20%, according to a report. Wheat corrected 3 to 5 cents higher, with the December contract checking in at $4.87 a bushel. Weakness in the U.S. dollar helped wheat reverse the slide it had been on for the past three sessions. Egypt put out a large tender, which immediately drew bids from Ukraine and France. However, the U.S. did not even participate in the wheat tender due to uncompetitive pricing. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, September 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.